I've got news for you. That God that we serve is still wonderful, and he's still the counselor. And in my verse,
when he was 17, Jerry DeWitt was born again. He was born into a Pentecostal family in Louisiana, but Jerry had someone that no one else in his family had. He calls it the gift of gab, but his followers called it a gift from God. Just a few years after his spiritual awakening, Jerry DeWitt was an established preacher. He spent most of his adult life giving sermons, offering spiritual counseling, and serving as a city employee in DeRidder, Louisiana, his hometown. And that was until May of last year, when Jerry realized that he was an atheist. He's now the executive director of Recovering from Religion, and he's with us now. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Noel. How are you doing?
Quite a story there, Jerry. Tell me, when was the exact moment that you realized that you were an atheist and you couldn't preach anymore?
You know, I really wish I could say there was one particular moment, but this nightmare, for a lack of better words, stretched out over 25 years. But in May of last year is whenever I really hit a crossroads in my life. When I realized I couldn't pray for a dear friend of mine, I realized if I couldn't pray, I couldn't minister. And that was really the breaking point.
Well, lots of people lose faith after something terrible happens. And I understand this was a friend of yours whose brother was in a motorcycle accident. So I know that some of our listeners are probably thinking, well, you know, I've had crises of faith in my time. A parent passes, a sibling passes. Doesn't sound like that's what happened with you. This was like a long time coming.
That's exactly right. You know, people all the time expect for me to have some disappointment, some axe to grind, some experience that was tragic that my faith couldn't overcome. But it wasn't like that at all. I literally left Christianity and the ministry kicking and screaming. I did not want to leave, and I fought very hard to stay in. So it really is a different kind of story than most people expect.
And I understand that it wasn't an easy transition, that your family had problems with this, that your employer down there in DeRidder, Louisiana had problems with this. Tell me how your community responded.
You know, it's really been a very mixed bag of emotions. You're right. My employer, who actually at the time was my very best friend planet Earth, the political pressure, the religious political pressure became too much for him, and he had to let me go. He actually said that I would destroy his business by being publicly atheistic. So, you know, that's one reaction. I've got friends that I'm still very close to that are Christians or in the ministry, and they attempt to be understanding. They obviously feel somewhat sorry for me. You know, so it's been a very varied experience.
But Jerry DeWitt, you know, the experience that you're describing right there, friends having a hard time being seen with you in public, an employer having to let you go because it could damage his business, people feeling sorry for you. All those things being the case, I would expect your group to be called, you know, Solidarity in Atheism. But it's not. It's called Recovering from Religion. That's a different thing. What about religion did you recover from? What have you risen up to conquer?
Yeah. What I feel like I am still recovering from is there's a lot of emotional baggage that you bring with you as you leave one culture, as you leave one worldview and enter into another one. I call the experience that I've had committing identity suicide. There first was an identity crisis where people thought I was someone that I wasn't. I had grown out of that. I don't consider myself having lost my faith or lost my religion. I feel like I grew out of it through my own exploration. So I committed identity suicide by standing up publicly and saying, who you think I am is not who I am. That's not what I believe. And so now it's really about identity rebooting. I'm actually starting over and starting afresh. So recovering from religion helps people through that transition. There's a lot of other groups that help give you the solidarity that you need as you leave one culture and go into another.
Jerry, what was the nature of your transition from religion? When you said you couldn't pray for the friend who had been injured, was it a realization on your part that the Bible is false, or that God is a myth, or that these stories that I preach can't possibly be true? Is it like an evidence-based thing or a spiritual crisis?
No, very, very much an evidence-based thing. All the way back to the beginning, when I was 17 and it became my responsibility to get up and preach hellfire and damnation, my love for the congregation propelled me into study. For myself, not just to regurgitate the religious rhetoric that I had been fed up until 17, but to actually study for myself so I could look at these people I love and say, yeah, it really is true. If you do this or that, the God of the universe is going to allow you to be punished eternally. Well, before I could say that, I had to find that for myself. So studying the Bible, particularly at that moment, the King James Version of the Bible, I began to see that there were English transition flaws, there were errors, there were a lot of different concepts. And so that was really the beginning of the end for me. But unfortunately, it took 25 years for me to unravel every single piece of it.
Jerry, listening to you talk, we can tell that you're a preacher by nature, not just by religion. And I wonder, how important is it to you to bring other people around to the way you think now? Are you out there preaching atheism to people? Do you want to, quote unquote, convert people?
You know, I guess in some ways that I do, only because I feel like that if our country, particularly our government, can truly be secular, then that's better for everyone. But I don't really consider myself an atheist evangelist. I actually wasn't a very good evangelist when I was a Christian. I was a much better pastor. I feel like I'm in a position of trying to help people where they're at, not trying to move them from one place to the other.
You know what I wonder? How much does where you're from have to do with this story? You're from a small town, as I understand it, in Louisiana. Do you think if you had grown up in Manhattan that your story would have been the same? Or is this geographically specific?
Well, for me, it's definitely geographically specific. Now, we do, with Recovering from Religion, now we have the Secular Therapist Project. All of those different groups and departments have participants all over the country, and we actually have participants from other countries. So I can't limit the entirety of the experience to geography, but for me, it most definitely is. I'm in a town of 10,000. We don't call our counties counties. We call them parishes. Our parish is very large, but it only has 40,000 people in it. So not only is it a very religious community, but it's a very tight-knit community. Had I went through this process in the middle of Manhattan, I probably could have walked out of it and never even bumped into anyone from the old life again. But here it's not that way. Here I'm constantly in the lives of the people who knew me as the preacher.
What did you replace God with? I mean, one of the things about religion is a lot of people say it sort of fills a space in your life, fills a hole in your life, gives you something to believe in when you're scared or worried or really, really depressed. What
Sure.
do you do now when you're in those positions?
Yeah, two quick things. One thing is I realized that the strength that I thought I was receiving from God through my Christian life, that actually was my own strength. That
Wow.
was strength that I had that I didn't know. So now I am able to look back and go, hey, wait a minute. I survived this with maybe the help of family and friends, community. I survived this then or something similar. I can survive now through my own strength and through the help of my community, family, and friends. That's number one. Number two is there is a sense of awe that is actually deeper than anything I experienced religiously when I truly embrace how beautiful and marvelous the universe itself actually is.
And Jerry, you still feel like you have your morality? One of the questions that atheists face is whether they keep their morality without God.
Yeah, actually, and I know this is going to be stunning to some of my Christian friends, but I actually feel like I have more morality because now all of my ethics are based upon my personal responsibility and my humanism. I am innately a humanist, and I always was. So I'm constantly loving my neighbor as myself.
What's your relationship like now with the folks back home, with the people who you went to church with the preachers who you knew and were friends with and grew up with? What do they think of you now?
Some of them completely wrote me off right at the beginning, just completely dropped me. Others have tried to understand me, and a very, very few I'm still in dialogue with.
That's an amazing story, Jerry. And just one last question. No regrets here? You don't regret that, you know, this upended your family, this upended your life down there in Louisiana?
I'm obviously saddened that it has caused problems for people that I dearly love, but this is something that I think a human being does when they become very honest with themselves. So I could never regret this.
Jerry DeWitt is the executive director of Recovering from Religion. He's a former preacher who became a devoted atheist. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.